Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know there's a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Cairo now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Cairo for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
Hi, this is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. One of the things we have learned from the Flint water crisis is that young children at risk for lead exposure need to be tested. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that all children identified to be at risk for exposure to lead should be tested at 1 and 2 years of age. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider to review your child's risk, and if necessary, get them tested. This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank. At North Star Bank, you can enjoy the same financial services at a lower cost. They offer free online banking with mobile banking and bill pay services. And to brighten your financial future, ask about their great new summer CD special. It's 1.15% APY for a 15-month term. If you're looking for a local community bank that looks out for your best interests and provide exceptional customer service and value, visit your local North Star Bank branch today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply with mobile banking. Annual percentage yield is effective July 7th, 2016. Limited time offer. Bank may end this offer without notice. Requires a minimum of $1,000 to open. Penalty for early withdrawal, member FDIC.
Systems are trying to figure things out before kickoff. It's now time for our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on the WLAW Sports Network, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the preacher of the pocket passer, Paul P. Adams.
It's good to be back in person for the first time this year. Hopefully that will be a good luck charm for me.
And, of course, our in-game analyst for WLAW Sports, Dave Hanson.
You're going to need more than luck, buddy.
Wow, second.
Sean Willard, now he's confident stuff.
Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we'll deem a media roundtable winner. So far, both Dave Hanson and Paul B. Adams are batting 1,000 for the season, but Mr. Hanson edged out Paul with a more accurate differential, giving Dave the early lead. Any thoughts on that, Dave, or no?
Oh, I shouldn't be surprised, I guess.
No, I'm just kidding. Paul, come on, man.
No, we got the game right last week. I felt that one could have gone either way, but, you know, a few turnovers changed that game tremendously.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner in a final score for tonight's featured game with WW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then Icard Ramsey graciously will accept the victory for the week. And since Dave Hansen won last week, Mr. PGA, the tee is yours.
Thank you, Clark. Let me start off by saying that I do expect a high-scoring game tonight. I don't think either defense is going to get things terribly figured out after last week's underwhelming performance. We'll start with that. Anyways, don't know a lot about Saginaw Duval. What I do know is they usually are a very deep team, usually a very good team. On the other side of things, we're very familiar with Maddox. Haluski has been a stud so far after week one. He's really brought in life back to this Maddox team, rejuvenated this team, and I think he's going to continue to do so. However, I will take Saginaw Duval to win this game with a score of 40-26.
40-26 for Dave Hansen, a 13-point differential in favor of Duval. Paul Adams, how about you?
You know, I did get to see Bad X up close and personal last week. This was the game I was at, and, you know, what I liked was the character they showed under Coach Kelly Joy. They were down 44-14 at halftime. They showed a lot of heart in the second half. They could score points, but gave up 64. That's definitely something, you know, they have to improve upon. Duval didn't light up the world last week either. Lost 33-8 to Lothrop last week. So they have a lot to prove. But with that said, I'm going to go with Saginaw Duval. I just think at this point it's probably the safe pick, judging by Nouvelle's past history. I'm going to go a little bit higher. I'm going to go 48-20. Nouvelle's going to win this game. And hopefully I can get even in the win column with Mr. Hansen.
So both Paul Adams and Dave Hansen taking the same Novell. Dave saying Novell is 40-26, a 14-point differential. And for Paul Adams, he's saying Novell by 28 points. Best of luck to Novell's. Now let's take a look at the other area games throughout the region. Let's start in the 8-player division. Deckerville is traveling to North Huron in a classic NCAA matchup.
Well, can't say enough about Deckerville. We're going to talk about Deckerville a lot when it comes to 8-man football. I know it's on the road, but should be an easy win for Deckerville.
Yeah, Deckerville was really impressive against Spice Lake last week. North Huron did not look very good against Weberville at all. Deckerville should take this one, really no problems.
And Hale is traveling to Caseville.
You know, it's an interesting game. Caseville didn't show a whole lot last week, but last year, actually, this was one of Caseville's wins. But I thought Hale looked, and, you know, at least started school fantastic. Really took it to Akron, Fairville. This has potential to be a close game.
I agree with you. I do think, judging by Hale's performance last week, they do sneak out a victory, but I think this is a game Caseville could be in and could even steal at home.
And, of course, another 3-8-player game, CPS at Owengate. Kingston is at Dryden and Peck at Mayville.
The last two, Owen Gage should beat TPS, no problem. The last two are really intriguing. Kingston and Dryden, Peck and Mayville. Mayville is making its return, or actually making its debut in 8-player football, moving from the 11-player ranks. So, you know, you think they might have a little bit of a leg up there. And Kingston and Dryden, from everything I've heard, are supposed to be pretty good teams in the NCTL. Both had, you know, suffered losses, but they were the quality opponents. So, interested to see how those games shake out.
I definitely think Kingston Dryden could be a close battle. You're interested to see what Mayville brings. You almost got to, like, pack a little bit in that game just because they've been an 8-man. They've had good teams in the past couple of years. So, that's all I feel about that. Yeah, I think Peck should win that game, but we'll see how Mayville makes the transition.
Moving on to 11-player football. Hunter Beach is on the road at Beaverton. First time ever playing each other.
Again, we're not going to know a ton about Beaverton. They're obviously 1-0. They won the first game. So they're at least a respectable team. I'm going to think that Coach Shelkey's got Harbor Beach's offense in full gear again at full speed, and they'll be able to outgun Beaverton.
Yeah, the biggest question is it's not Harbor Beach's offense. Harbor Beach will score points all year as long as they're healthy. The 44 points allowed last week, that's probably the biggest thing I want to see out of Harbor Beach. I think they're going to win this game, but I want to see how that defense improves, to, you know, from week one to week two and then throughout the rest of the regular season.
Ugly is hosting the Kansas City Redhawks in one of the most interesting crossover games.
As soon as this discussion is over, I am hopping in my car, and that is where I'm going. This is a playoff rematch from a year ago where Kansas City really limited Ugly and really took it to the Bearcats. But Ugly looks definitely more experienced and ready for this game. I think Kansas City went on the road last week. Excellent win on the road.